Welcome back to God Talks, Day 2, Asking God About God. First, congratulations. I'm really proud of you for showing up on Day 2. So few people finish what they start, and I just want to honor you for taking the time and the energy today to focus on your conversation with God. Now, whatever happened yesterday, or on Day 1 for you, tackle today with a big expectation. Turn on your curiosity and turn off your internal critic. Just as we did yesterday, find a comfortable place to either sit down or lie down, and of course, something to write with. Today, you're going to prepare your mind in the same way you did yesterday. Now, just close your eyes. And breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Just relax and focus on your breath. Everything is great, just as it should be. You're in a safe place here during this exercise. So just give yourself some space, and while you're focusing on your breathing, speak peace over your body and your mind. Peace. Just focus on your breathing in through your nose and out through your nose. If a distraction comes along, just let it on through and come back to focusing on your breath. You're just preparing your mind for a conversation with God. peace. Just focus on your breath for a few more moments. Now, as I did yesterday, I'm going to say a short prayer. This is just an invitation. There's no formula or special recipe here. It's just an invitation for God to speak while you listen. Let's pray. God, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me in this process. Right now, I invite you to speak while I listen. I choose to hear from you and you alone. Amen. Now, you're going to ask God about God, and then you're going to write down whatever you hear, see, sense, or feel without editing. It could be anything. It could be a sight, a smell, a memory, a voice, whatever. Just write it down. Remember, this is day 2, asking God about God. So the first question you're going to ask is, what lies do I believe about you, God? And you're just going to write down whatever you see, hear, sense, or feel without editing. So do that now. What lies do I believe about you, God? Now, in a moment, we're going to transition to the second question. But if you're still writing down answers to the first question, that's fine. You can just pause the recording and pick it back up when you're done writing. The second question is, what is true about you, God? And as you did with the first question, you're going to just write down whatever you hear, see, sense, or feel, again, without editing. What is true about you, God? Now, you've got about 30 seconds, so just finish up writing your list, and if you're already done, just take a moment to enjoy God's presence and the answers you've just received. Now, it's time to recode your mind and your internal software with a new positive contract, a new positive belief system that will change your future for good. Right now, either sitting or standing, your choice, just take charge and rewire your thinking. Take your sheet of paper or your notebook and get your body and your voice into it. First, you're going to release the lies. Say, I release the lie that, and fill in the first lie that you wrote down. Then I release the lie that and the second one and repeat it for each lie until you're done. Do that now. Next, and this is my favorite part, say, "I receive," and then fill in each new truth and keep doing that until you're done. Do that now. Keep going. Rewrite your software with new positive contracts. And if you're done, feel free to add any new beliefs you'd like to add to the list. Okay, when you're done, you can sit down with a smile on your face. You did it. Great job. Whatever happened. Listen, sometimes people have radical, transformative experiences in these first two exercises. And sometimes, you know, it's not much. Whatever happened, however, I want you to know it's perfect for you. This is all part of the journey. It's all part of understanding and learning to hear from God. It's the perfect stepping stone to build a relationship, to cultivate a divine intimacy that will last a lifetime. Now, just like yesterday, you might find that that old belief system begins to come back. You might need to go back and release the lies and choose to believe what's true. And that's okay. You just completed day two. Congratulations, you did it. But remember, these aren't one and done exercises. Revisit them as often as you need to. Make sure you set time aside in advance to do your God talks. You'll quickly find that it becomes the most important part of your day. One last thing. This is a 7-day challenge. I strongly encourage you to complete the process with Ed. Read his book, God Talks, How to Have a Friendship with God, Even If You've Made a Million Mistakes. Go through all 7 exercises of his all the way to the end. You're going to discover some incredible power in each of the exercises, and you're going to find you're becoming a new person in a great way as you're learning to speak to and hear from God. Okay? In case you haven't realized it already, you've started something extraordinary in your life. Keep it up. Come back whenever you want, and blessings to you and to yours. Bye now.